Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Can you believe this morning? I mean, it has just been nonstop with people that are builders, building this community. We started off with the co-founder of CrossFit. That's taken the nation by storm. And we just had the co-founder of Life is Good, starting with $75, selling shirts on the street, turning it into over $100 million company. Later on in the show, we've got a secret guest, so make sure you stay tuned. But next, let's talk about our next hero. First of all, he's got the most famous foot in history. That's right. He is the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Famer, most accurate kicker in NFL history, Nick Lowry, to our show. Super excited to talk to you, Nick. Tell us, though, you've got so many things going on, but the biggest thing that you've got going on right now, I'm going to let you just steal the thunder on that.
Well, first of all, the biggest, most famous foot in history was Bigfoot or Sasquatch. But having said that, I'd like to announce really the arrival of the world's truly first global social app for athletes, professional athletes, Olympic athletes. We just opened an office in India. We're opening in Australia, Brazil, China, and we launched a year and a half ago. It's called Victre, V-I-K-T-R-E. And listeners, if you go to victre.com, you can listen to and watch and read about Conor McGregor, Ian Poulter, Michael Phelps, Zeke Elliott, and Tan O'Connor. I can't even pronounce his name, the greatest cricketers in the world from India. But it's very exciting for me because anyone that's paid attention, David, to business and politics the last 75 days, if not the last year in the election, has noticed this confirmation that we have squarely arrived in what I call a post-governmental era.
Sure.
Which is essentially that government is so incapable of really solving the major issues. It's struggling. It's like a big death, life and death wrestling match now, but I think it's already died. And I don't mean to be overdramatic, but I believe that athletes represent not a perfect, certainly an imperfect, but much more pure version of social capital. That is what heroes are about, which is bringing the spotlight to problems and solving them with their super capes and their superhero powers, but essentially being able to attract the public to trust and believe in and invest themselves again in those communities and problems that most people have given up with.
So tell me, Nick, now when they go to the site Victre, V-I-K-T-R-E.com, plus we'll also have it on our website, alliances.com, where entrepreneurs align, is what are they seeing then? What kind of interaction is taking place? I mean, it sounds like a very powerful platform.
Well, it's a combination of Facebook and LinkedIn. In other words, you'll see a picture, you'll see videos, you'll see anywhere from a line to an extensive story about an athlete's personal causes, his passions, his charities, or it could be Ian Poulter, who led the Ryder Cup team and is sort of a legend with the European side of that, who lives in Orlando, actually, and participated in one of our events just a few months ago, showing how he practices chipping. But also, what's interesting is when you strip away, as President Trump has talked about a lot, when he uses the word fake news, but the truth is, there's so much ambiguity whether the stories we're getting are accurate anymore. And the idea behind Victre is to strip away all of that media fuzz and confusion and allow athletes to expose their naked selves, right? The sense of who they really are. Tell their own stories without the bias. And often the media get it right, but they often don't get it quite right. And athletes get branded a certain way.
Sure.
And this allows them also to play that role of making a difference with this great stage.
Fantastic.
And more athletes than ever do that.
Fantastic. And you're listening to Alliances Heroes with me, David Kogan. Make sure you go to alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. And we're talking here with the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Famer, the famous foot, most accurate kicker in NFL history, Nick Lowry, who is also, as a matter of fact, attended roundtables. In fact, too, is that you were one of the, quote, kickoff speakers at one of our grand tables.
And I apologize for, you know, shattering that chandelier and, what was that, $30,000? But Alliances has special Alliances insurance.
That's right. We had to pick that up, yeah.
And, you know, but it was exciting.
But tell, share your experience of coming and being part of Alliances. You're, you know, a highly respected member of the community and member of Alliances.
Well, first of all, Alliances is, in the 20 years I've lived in Scottsdale, absolutely the finest business networking organization I have ever met here. With all great respect for the other Rotary clubs and chambers of commerce, Alliances is cutting edge. It's led by David, and he begins every session with a common sense, very important message about success in business and life. But it's also all these people coming together, whether it's politicians or businesses that have an entrepreneurial edge, and it unites us in really making a difference in combining and networking properly. I've never seen any other organization like it or as well run.
Now, I want to talk about another thing, because this is something that I believe has really everyone's been touched by it. You're very involved in the community. You're active in the anti-bullying. In fact, you're a Harvard MPA, Fellowship in Conflict Resolution, Leadership and Youth Development, Dartmouth BA, and work, you know, helping to abolish bullying. I want to try to understand, though, what do you think is the core or root cause of bullying, and what's really the best way to counteract bullying that, you know, is going on right now as we speak in the schools and, heck, in the adult world, right?
It does. 40% of people in the workplace are bullied as well. I'm actually giving the keynote speech at the first Learning Disabilities Association conference in 10 years for the state on Saturday on bullying, because kids that have autism and have other learning disabilities are often targets because they're different. And we're entering a society that I'm holding a cell phone now, with this cell phone, kids learn a lot, but they also learn or unlearn how to be social in a healthy way, how to look you in the eye, read your body language, and develop respect and empathy. So I believe in a society that is so narcissistic, that's catered to with products to make them feel insecure so they buy things, they begin to look inward too much and forget about learning those basic social skills. So without trying to have all the answers, to me, what I try to do, as we did, for instance, at Desert Sky Middle School in Tucson 3 weeks ago, we talk about how leadership as an athlete, which is part of the cool culture in many schools, Columbine, for instance, had a severely, I think, toxic athlete environment where the athletes got away with anything. And they bullied these kids, and it didn't excuse their behavior or choices. But what we're trying to do is turn that spotlight and say, you, as an athlete or whoever you are, if you're one of the cool kids, even if you're not, look in the shadows of the school for the kids that are different, that are sitting alone at lunch, for instance, and make time for them, because sooner or later, they're going to be at their new place in life where maybe you'll need their help. So looking at leadership and recognition as athletes is only the vehicle through which you give power to others. So the first thing we say is leadership is giving power to others. You're never a leader if you take power away from others.
Nick, you are so passionate in everything you do. And again, you're involved in so many things. I mean, you also help the homeless. In fact, I was at some of your events where you're there talking, speaking. You're right there with those that do not have a home. I mean, truly, truly incredible. We've got a little less than a minute left, but I need to ask you too is how did you know that you had the famous foot before it even existed? I mean, how did you know, you know, and go and say to yourself, and this is too that, you know, children maybe can learn from what you're saying too, is how do they know they have the skill to be able to either go pro or that they've got something unique like you have?
Let me just say, I believe God has given every single one of us, I get emotional every time I say this, when you're working with the homeless, when you're working with kids, God's made all of us unique. We all have unique ways to take in the world, and unique ways to express ourselves. And if you allow a young person or an adult to be reminded, which is a great phrase in itself, remind that you have unique skills, a unique way of taking in the world, whether you're Native American or Black or any race or any experience, and you have an amazing ability to uniquely express that, all of us in a different way, that is your core power. Your power to express yourself creatively. And by the way, what is America if it isn't about leadership and creativity? So to me, whether you're kicking a football, whether you're painting, whether you just come up with a great idea for instance, something to do with, shall we say, flying an airplane, those are unique things that God's given us to make an impact, but it's really about us connecting. Excellent. As human beings.
So you're right. Well, Nick, you're definitely a leader. You continue to work toward creating unity in the community. You take in the world, you provide, and you help others find their unique skills. You're forging a path for children to not be bullied. Find out more. Nick Lowry, go to victory.com. That's VIKTRE.com. And you're listening to David Kogan with Alliances. Continue to stay tuned for our next hero, David Kogan with Alliances.